Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
We are joined by Daphne Barnes, Executive Director of Economic Mobility at G&O Inc. Daphne, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Noel. Welcome and happy holidays.
Same to you. Just talking about NOLA Coalition, the impact that y'all have made over the past several years, and we now close out another year, and I've been the beneficiary of interviewing a number of folks that y'all have sent my way. But we're here to discuss the initiatives of 2026, because some of the things that y'all were trying, that y'all were addressing, have been addressed, and there are new challenges out there.
You know, that's one of the things that happens when you are, you know, really working with a true coalition mindset. You see the changes that occurs, and we're seeing tremendous opportunity here in the state, in our city, to show our leadership at both the state and national levels, to show how this turnaround looks, how you work with all of the leadership and use all of your available resources from the business perspective, the community perspective. We're talking about our religious leaders and our legislators to affect this kind of change. So, I mean, we are excited about the direction things are going, especially with the consent decree being lifted and, you know, just working with our new mayor and her new team. We're just over the moon with the direction that New Orleans is going in.
Daphne, if you would, let's revisit what the original mission of the NOLA Coalition was and stated, so that people kind of have a reminder of what it is that this initiative is all about.
So the NOLA Coalition, our mission was to really harness the collective resources within our city to create a safer and more prosperous New Orleans for all of our residents. Right, our goal was to support near-term actions to reduce violence and pair that with social services to drive generational change. And we had a two-part plan that was focused on, number one, public safety, and number two, investment in our youth. So we launched in 2022. We have over 600 businesses and nonprofit members representing thousands of employees where, you know, that we brought together to really work, you know, investing our time, our people, and our expertise to make that difference in New Orleans. And we're seeing the results of that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why when you mentioned the consent decree, that was a major part and kind of a driving force, right, of that initiative, one of the component parts of it, I should say. And that is now resolved itself, and it's moved into a whole different phase.
You know, when we talk about our emphasis on public safety, some of the impact we've done, we have together holistically raised millions for NOPD pay and retention and supported that legislation, new equipment, you know, constitutional technology. We've worked with that. We've created accountability dashboards. We have leverage our partnerships with both, you know, at the civic level and the business level, working with DXC to create a new recruitment app that's launching, and also supported the national search for our NOPD chief. And you see we have Chief Ann Kirkpatrick. So we are, you know, we have really been utilizing what we have to make this impact, and it has, it is, the evidence is there.
So as you look at the what has been accomplished, what do you anticipate relative to changes or maybe additional initiatives in 2026 on that first part of the two-part mission?
Well, we looked at this holistically. Now it's time to kind of look at things at more of a surgical level, right? It's like when you go into the doctor, you want to treat, you triage a patient, right? You treat the thing that's most pressing. And we were having a problem with violence, intense violence in our city, right? So a lot of that has kind of calmed down. Not saying that it's non-existent. That's not what I'm saying. But, you know, it's kind of calmed
to the point. It's subsided some. Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. And we are one of the top leaders in the nation in crime reduction. But now it's time to look at those individual pieces that actually make up why we're having this crime. So some of those things are with our NOLA Connect mission, where we are going into the neighborhoods. And we're working with neighborhood leaders to come up with strategy based on their zip codes and their specific people, because what's needed in New Orleans East is may not be the same things or the same priorities for Algiers, or the same thing for Mid-City, Central City, Gentilly. So now we're working more hands on, boots on the ground, to have those more specific targets that we can, so we can work with the legislators in that area, the community folks, and also our faith-based people, our nonprofits, to really look at addressing the change and investing in those communities.
One of the things that I noticed I've not experienced before is the collaborative nature of these 501c3s working together. I think recognizing that they're not in competition with one another. Mm-hmm. They're actually complementary to one another. And I love that change in mindset.
Absolutely. We're stronger together. And so we saw that, and that's one of the things that we are focusing on, is taking those nonprofits that are complementary and showing how that they can actually galvanize and raise a lot more funds to achieve their collective missions with joint grant applications, you know, joint support at both national, you know, like at national levels, and even at the local level. Instead of having a number of people applying for the same funds, let's come together and work on our missions that are aligned to affect greater change.
Daphne, y'all have your finger on the pulse of, you know, the giving nature of our community. There are a lot of headwinds out there right now. A lot of angst, anxiety about the state of the economy. There's kind of, you know, conflicting reports. What are y'all seeing and what are you hearing?
Well, the economy it fluctuates by nature.
Right.
We see it's a different story in different neighborhoods, but I think everyone can feel somewhat of a pinch. Now, we may not see that in Black Friday sales as they're showing that historic.
No, we
high.
Didn't. We set new records.
we set records, so it's really hard.
I know we are at the Norman residence.
Look, I'm not even going to tell you what I did at Lowe's. They had these ridiculous sales, and I'm like, you know what? This is disrespectful. I'm supposed to be saving money right now, and this is what you all do. But, you know, I did purchase, Lord. But
the temptation really, is intense.
It is intense. But I think people still want to feel, especially around the holidays, why we tend to see this, is they want to have that sense of normalcy. We are a community where we gather and we give. We give our family. We want to have the big meals. We want to have the children running around on their new bicycles, playing with their new games. We want to do that. And it's hard to kind of resist that temptation, but there is a struggle. People are hurting in the economy, and we see this at almost every level, including entry level, including professional level. So, I mean, this is about how we are looking at what are our strengths here in New Orleans and how we can capitalize off of that. I think that's where people are starting to go, because we have some strong areas, and now we have to look and say, okay, maybe this pathway is not the one I'm taking. Maybe it's going to be the next one. I mean, we see right now, I'm pretty sure you know, we work with GNO. We have an initiative, GNO RAMP, which is our Regional Aerospace and Advanced Manufacturing Partnership. Mm-hmm. At the federal level, there's a huge shortage in skilled trade workers, right? These are people with high wage, high demand careers. We're now seeing that some of our young people are starting to say, wait, I may need to look at this because this seems to be a career pathway that may not be as that may not be as targeted by our new, our favorite buzzword, artificial intelligence, AI, right? We
right,
still need
right.
skilled workers to go in, and young people are starting to see that and make different decisions. Even now, our Pell grants are changing where workforce, direct workforce is now eligible. People are going into those fields are now eligible for Pell grants, where they weren't before.
Yeah, there's a lot of different changes, little nuances, right, that are changing, but have big time downstream implications. And it's interesting that how difficult sometimes it is to qualify it and quantify it.
Yeah. And I mean, it's like with anything in economics, you may not even know you were in a recession until economists say this 5 years later. You know, so it changes by day. And this is the long game. We may see a little, you know, dip, and then next thing you know, we have huge investment, which we're seeing now. You see what's happening with the investment in maritime. You know, you see the investment that's happening in energy throughout our region. You see the investment with plants being built or expanded. So we see these in different ways.
Yeah, one of the reasons I asked the question is that, you know, our community has always punched above our weight.
Oh, yeah.
Relative to giving. And I hear that from a lot of people that have moved here and have taken, you know, CEO positions of many companies that are located here, that they've never really experienced such a giving community. And oftentimes, you know, one of the things that keeps me up at night is that if that dissipates or disappears, what happens? Because there's so many areas where there's no one agency or unit that has the assets or resources necessary to deliver the level of services that we need to deliver. And that's why that complimentary attitude amongst the 501c3s, I've been, you know, incredibly, not to repeat myself, but incredibly excited about, because it's absolutely necessary, right?
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. And that's why we're encouraging this. The same thing that keeps you up at night, it keeps me up at night, because I know the incredible work a lot of our nonprofits are doing with the support of, you know, our private industry, with the support of our government. And, you know, sometimes when these things happen, we see pullbacks from, you know, from giving. And that yeah. does hurt us. So that's why we're looking at and strategizing on how we can make sure that our nonprofits are set up to be successful. And that's going to come through that collaboration. And, you know, that's one of our focus points for this year, getting people together to see how they can affect more change at a larger level, and also learning how to work with less resources, because that's difficult, how to streamline things.
So with your more than 600 cooperating partners in NOLA Coalition, is there like a get-together or a series of interactions that will take place in the first quarter of 2026, or did it take place in this quarter of 2025, looking forward to what next year has to offer?
Absolutely. So we're continuing our Neighborhood Connects with NOLA Coalition. And on January, we will be in New Orleans East. And the planning committee for the people in New Orleans East, we're still, you know, putting all the fine-tuning and putting the final touches on that. So we will be in New Orleans East at that time in January. And then every quarter, we're going to be in a different neighborhood gathering this information and putting this together and working with our legislators and our community members to, you know, to direct the change that we want to see happen.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for accommodating us as well and making the connection for us with so many just incredible organizations doing incredible work down in the trenches. You don't hear about them much. And it's one of the favorite things that I've been able to experience in my new walk in life. Well, not so new any longer. I've been here 8 years already. But it's been exciting, you know, to talk to folks that give a damn, that want to make a difference every day. Because a lot of them are unsung heroes. You don't hear about them, but they're doing incredible work.
Every day. Yes, thank you. And happy holidays to you. Thank you for always, you know, being supportive of the work that we do and really giving us this platform to showcase those same people throughout our entire region who is really putting in that work. Truly appreciate it, Noel.
It's been a pleasure here, and thank you. Daphne Barnes, Executive Director of Economic Mobility at GNO Inc. Have a great holiday season. And, folks, we will be right back. We're broadcasting live from the People's Health Medicare Center at 3017 Veterans Boulevard between Trader Joe's and Causeway. Can't miss it. Easy in, easy out. We actually have some free passes for you. For Celebration in the Oaks, for the walking tour there. So don't forget to ask when you come on by. We'll be right back. We'll visit with the mayor-elect, Helena Moreno, when we return. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.